whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now,
take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
The soul wants to have all the fun it can have. It wants to do everything it wants to do. And the body is working with the soul to say, yeah, I like this. And the soul will justify it for the body because the body likes it. I hope I'm helping you today. Is this making sense? So right away, when God says something to you, he's not speaking to your soul or your body, because your body and your soul actually want to rebel again. He speaks to you. You, the one made after his likeness. That is your spirit. The spirit is who you are. I hope this is making sense. So the feelings that come of I'm scared or I don't know how, all of those come from the soul, trying to reason what God is saying. And the soul is limited in its ability to reason God's word or God's will. Is that making sense, everybody? So you have to know, I might be feeling bad. But what's feeling bad here? Is it my soul? Is it my body? Or is it my body and my soul ganging up on me to keep me from doing God's will? Because if you let your soul rule you, you'll never do God's will. Make sense? So it's really important. Now, why is that so important to the Christian? Because what we're talking about really, in essence, is love. And love is not from the soul or the emotion. Oh, you're just so fine, so cute, so what. That's not love. That's just somebody that like you. Makes sense? You just look so good. That's not love. That's just your body lusting after somebody else's body. I hope I'm helping you. In the spirit is where love actually exists. And love is only one kind of love. God said, I am love. Everything else is a reflection of God. If you're going to really love, you can only love God's way. That's the only way you can love. You can actually love only one way. It's God's way. Because there's only one love. God is love. Is that making sense? So God, when he loves by sacrifice. He gives. He's not self-centered. He's self-giving. Making sense? Okay, so let's go a little bit further here now. So now this brings me to where I am today. I want to talk a little bit to us about the Spirit, because it's really important for us to understand this. First of all, love is a spirit concept. Forgiveness is a spirit concept. Grace is a spirit concept. Mercy is a spirit concept. None of those concepts are actually fleshly or soul-wise. They're all spirit concepts. And if you don't understand this in the spirit, you don't understand it. Oh, boy. I hope I'm helping. Okay. So the spirit, your spirit actually functions in three ways. And I'll get to the scripture here but in a second here. But your spirit actually functions three ways. And the first thing here that you need to know about your spirit, that it has conscious, it has intuition, and it has communion. Those are the three functions of the spirit. Conscious means I become conscious of God in the spirit. When the heart changes from stone to flesh, as in Ezekiel, God said, I'm going to take the stone out of your heart and put a fleshly heart. Fleshly means the heart now is not indifferent to your body. When you accept the Lord Jesus, look at somebody say, for real. Not just some bunch of words, but for real. God changes your spirit. You have a brand new spirit. And that spirit is not indifferent to God. So when you have a spirit in you, that's when you become born again, all of a sudden you become aware of God. It makes you aware of Him, aware of His presence. Now, I'm not talking about the kind, it works on that side, but it works on the positive and the negative. Have you ever been in a situation where you was acting like you knew you shouldn't act, but then someone came into the presence that you knew you? You became aware of them, and it changed how you act because you was aware of them. Making sense? Okay, so that's the negative side of this, which brings, it calls you back into the discipline of acting the way you know you're supposed to act. Now, the positive side of this is I want to be aware of God. I want to be aware of what hurts his feelings. I want to be aware of what pleases. I want to be aware of what makes him feel good. And so I become... Preacher, I become conscious of doing things that I know Inez will please him. Amen. I become awareness, consciousness. I become aware of what comes out of my mouth because I want my words to please him. It's conscious awareness. I'm aware. And that proceeds through the spirit. My spirit makes me aware of God. Making sense, everybody? Okay, so let's go a little bit further here. Conscious and inner, it's an inner voice viewed, conscious and inner voice viewed as acting as a guide to the rightness or wrongness of one's behavior. You know how they used to say the little birds sit on your shoulder? Okay. They just didn't know how to say it. But in your spirit, that's why you recognize right and wrong. When you become aware of God, your sense of right and wrong begins to change. It changes because you have an awareness of God having feelings. And that sensitivity to the feeling of God, to the fact that God is real, to the fact that God loves you, to the fact that God sent Christ and Christ died, the sensitivity of that changes the way you see things. You become aware of right and wrong in a different way. It takes you to a higher level. Making sense, everybody? You become aware to the point where some people can do stuff and it's okay for them. But you can't do it. You just can't. It ain't that. I'm telling you, you can't. You become so aware of God and what that would do to him that you refrain from doing some things. You refrain from cussing because God don't like it. Okay? I can't find nowhere where the Bible says it's really a sin to cuss. But you refrain from it because it's not godly in its essence. I'm not saying stuff. My language changes because I'm aware of the presence of God. And I don't want to hurt his feelings. Okay? Because I love him. See, now, there's a bunch of folks that say they say. But the awareness of God is missing. It make it sense? And when your God awareness is not there, you might do anything. Make sense? You do anything. Come in church, tell me I'm saved. Just left the hotel with some other woman. Ain't got her smell off of you yet. Walk in church talking about I'm saved. That's the lack of awareness of God. You have no concept of to how that hurts his feelings. And you are indifferent to it. I don't care. That's what that means. I don't care. Okay. So it's really important to understand this. Okay. It affects your behavior. The awareness, the consciousness of God affects your behavior, especially if you love him. Just think. That's why I told you it's really critical not to connect to somebody that don't love God. Because they have no concept. They can have a heart of stone where they're indifferent to you. Ooh, I hope I'm helping you. You wonder why they won't do this. Don't they realize I don't they know that hurt my feelings? Can I help you with this? They don't care. That's how people can mess up the church. That's how they can do their business out here on the church. I know all of y'all understand, walk in smelling all kind of stuff out there in the street. How can that happen? Because they have an indifference toward God. They don't care. And here's the thing you got to understand, otherwise you'll frustrate yourself to the hilt. Cannot see the kingdom of God without being born again. They can't see it. So they do stuff that you would look at it like, God, how could they do that? They just need to be saved. Look at somebody say, for real? For real. Yeah. Okay, so let's go a little bit further here. Now, intuition. Most callings come to you in your intuition. Well, I hope you. God will speak your let me just talk about it a little bit. So, intuition, the ability to understand something immediately without the need for thinking or reasoning. You don't know why you're going to be such and such. You ain't even thought about it. You ain't even put two and two together. But you know that you're going to be, or that you are, this preacher. You know that you are this pastor. I knew it when I was sitting on the keyboard trying to learn how to play. I just didn't want to accept it. I hope I'm helping you. And I tried everything I could to get away from it because it didn't make sense. How are you going to take me? Hopefully I'm helping somebody. How are you going to take me and make me that? I can't see it. So I think of all, preachers, I hope I'm helping you. I think of all kind of things, and I use my soul. That's why I say soul is an enemy to God. It's for you. It was a gift to you so you can examine and fully enjoy the earth realm. I hope I'm helping you. Fully enjoy your emotions. Fully enjoy your expressions. But it does not cater to the will of God. So that means you, the spirit, got to get your soul under control. Make it sense? Okay. So God will speak to you in your intuition. You just know it. If somebody asked you how to explain it, you couldn't. Because there's no way to explain it. Because it's beyond explanation. Because it's God talking. Is that making sense? It gets beyond the boundaries of reasoning. God will speak stuff to you that's beyond the boundaries of reasoning. You cannot figure it out. I hope I'm helping. You can't figure it out. You have no clue where that's going to go. All you know is that God said it, And you've got to come to the place where if he said it, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do what he said. Look at somebody say, one day at a time. Tell him yes, one day at a time. Okay, making sense? Making sense? Okay, so it's in the intuition. I just know. I just know it. I don't know how I know. How do you know? I don't know how I know that. And I feel funny because I can't explain it. But I just know that I know. I just know that I know. Is that making sense? I just know that I know. And see, when you're dealing with your intuition, when God is speaking to your intuition, you can't use facts. Facts and reasoning don't make sense to you. The only way you can work in the intuition is by faith. Only way you can do it. You can only work there by faith. And that's where most of the time God speaks to you, in your intuition. You wake up one night. What's wrong? God just said something to me. What did he say? He said this. And the person looking at you like, well, how you know it was God? I know it was God. I hope I'm helping you. Because God will get you into some places with your soul and your body and other folk. If you walk with God, he'll get you. You'll be in places where folk just don't understand you. Is this making sense? Peter cutting off the man's ear. Jesus taking his ear, putting it back home. Peter knew what was fixing to happen. Jesus knew what was fixing to happen. Which one makes more sense? Cut the ear off, not just the ear. Cut the heart, stab the body, cut the legs off, get all of them, and let's get away. That makes more sense.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.